I imagine that you have guessed what our gospel lesson is today. This is one of the few stories that is actually told in all four gospels, the feeding of the 5,000. And it begins in the shadow of the death of John the Baptist. Jesus withdraws to a deserted place, but the crowds follow. And by evening, the disciples are faced with thousands of hungry people and almost nothing to give them. So listen for how Jesus responds to grief, to need, and the limits of what his disciples can see. So our second reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. Matthew chapter 14, beginning with the 13th verse. Listen for God's word to you. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd. And he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but five loaves and two fish." And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. All ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Hear what the Spirit is saying to our church. Thanks be to God. He took five loaves and two fish, looked up to heaven, blessed, and broke the loaves, gave them to the disciples. Those words should sound familiar. Took, blessed, broke, gave. Matthew is describing a meal in the wilderness, but we as the church cannot hear those words without remembering another meal, another loaf taken, another blessing offered, another bread broken and given. This is not yet the Last Supper. This is not yet the sacrament we will celebrate this morning, but already Jesus is showing us the shape of his life and the shape of his kingdom. He received what was offered. He gives thanks. He breaks the bread, gives it to his disciples so that they may give it to the hungry crowd. Matthew has just told us that Jesus has just received terrible news. John the Baptist has been killed by Herod. John, the prophet who prepared the way for Jesus, has been silenced by violence and political power. Jesus withdraws by boat to a deserted place, perhaps looking for silence, prayer, room to grieve. But the crowds follow him. When Jesus comes ashore and sees them, Matthew says, he had compassion for them and cured their sick. That word compassion is crucial. Jesus doesn't look at the crowd and see an interruption. He doesn't say, not now, I have enough to carry already. He sees their suffering and is moved toward them. His grief is real, but it doesn't close his heart. Well, as evening comes, the disciples, they begin to worry. They say, this is a deserted place and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they can go into the villages and buy food for themselves. That's a totally reasonable suggestion. The place is remote. The hour is late. The people are hungry. The disciples, they're not being cruel. They're being practical. But Jesus says, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. And that sentence changes the whole story. The disciples want Jesus to send that need somewhere else. Jesus turns the need toward them. The crowd is no longer somebody else's problem. That's still one of the difficult parts of following Jesus. It's easy for us to see suffering and say, somebody should do something. But Jesus turns towards the disciples and says, you give them something to eat. The disciples respond, we have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. Nothing here but. That's a language of scarcity. Nothing here but a little money. Nothing here but a few volunteers. Nothing here but tired volunteers, limited energy. Nothing here but an uncertain future. And the disciples are correct. 5 loaves and 2 fish are not enough to feed thousands of people. Jesus doesn't ask them to deny the truth of the situation. He doesn't correct their arithmetic. He simply says, bring them here to me. Bring what you have. Bring what seems too small. Bring what can't possibly stretch far enough in your hands. Bring it to me. I would argue that the miracle begins when the disciples entrust the little that they have to Jesus and allow him to place it back into their hands as something to be shared. Jesus orders the people to sit down on the grass, and then he takes the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. He looks up to heaven, blesses and breaks the loaves, gives them to the disciples, and the disciples give them to the crowds. The setting matters. Where are they? They're in the wilderness. And throughout Scripture, the wilderness is a place of hunger and dependence, but also a place where God provides. God gave Israel manna, brought water from a rock, sustained Elijah when he was exhausted and afraid. And now, in another deserted place, Jesus feeds the people of God. But there's also something else happening. Jesus blesses, Jesus breaks, Jesus gives. These are the actions we remember at the Lord's table. And later in Matthew's gospel, Jesus will take bread, he will bless it, he will break it, he will give it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Here in the wilderness, we are already being shown the shape of his ministry. Ultimately, Jesus will give not merely bread, but himself. And notice what happens with the disciples. They bring the bread. But Jesus changes what the bread means and what it can accomplish. They place their small provision into his hands. He blesses it, he gives it back. What they offer to Christ is returned as a gift for the whole community. That is the pattern of ministry for the church. The church doesn't come to Christ empty-handed. We bring our bread and fish, our time, our abilities, our resources, our compassion, a willingness to serve. And Christ receives what we bring and places it back in our hands with a new purpose, not to be guarded, but to be shared. Matthew says, all ate and were filled. Matthew doesn't explain exactly how it happens. Perhaps the bread multiplied in ways nobody could understand. Or perhaps as the disciples began giving away what little they had, others in the crowd were moved to open their bags and share what they had with those sitting beside them. Perhaps the generosity of Jesus became contagious. Perhaps people who had been protecting what belonged to them began to believe that they didn't have to be afraid. Perhaps under the blessing of Christ, a crowd of strangers became a community. Matthew doesn't tell us the mechanics, but either way, the presence of Jesus changes what happens. A closed hand opens. A hidden loaf is brought out. A stranger becomes a neighbor. Someone asking, "Will there be enough for me?" begins asking, "Who beside me hasn't eaten?" That too is a miracle. The story then says the fragments were gathered and there were 12 baskets left over. And that number is surely symbolic. 12 baskets calls to mind the 12 tribes of Israel, suggesting that in Jesus is provision for the whole people of God, with no tribe forgotten, no one left outside the abundance of God's care. The disciples began this story saying, "We have nothing here but." The story ends with 12 baskets full. Jesus isn't the Lord of barely enough. He is the Lord whose grace calls forth abundance. It doesn't mean every difficulty will disappear or every prayer will be answered as we desire, but scarcity is not the final truth when Jesus is present. The disciples, They calculate the need correctly. What they've not calculated is Jesus. They've not understood what can happen when compassion replaces fear, when gratitude replaces anxiety, and people place what they have into the service of their neighbors. When you read this story in context, there's a powerful contrast in Matthew's gospel. Because just before this meal, Matthew tells us about another banquet, the banquet of King Herod. At Herod's table, power protects itself and a prophet dies. At Jesus' table, power gives itself away and the hungry are fed. Herod's kingdom consumes. Jesus' kingdom nourishes. One feast is shaped by status, fear, death. The other is shaped by compassion, sharing, life. That's the kind of kingdom that we are invited to embody. A kingdom where no one is treated as an interruption. Where the hungry aren't sent away. Where small gifts are received with gratitude, and where bread is passed from hand to hand until everyone has eaten. This morning we will come to Christ's table, and the bread before us may appear small. The cup, ordinary little cup. But at this table, Christ reminds us that grace is never measured by the size of the elements. We come hungry in more ways than we know. Hungry for forgiveness, for hope, for peace, for belonging, and the assurance that our lives are held by something stronger than our fear. And Christ doesn't send us away. He says, come. Perhaps some of us come today saying, I have nothing here but, nothing here but a tired faith. Nothing here but this grief. Nothing here but this regret. Nothing here but these questions. Nothing here but a small amount of strength. Jesus doesn't despise what we bring. He says, bring it here to me. And then he takes it and he blesses it. He breaks and he gives. So we're invited to bring what we have, bring who we are, bring what is insufficient, bring what is wounded, bring what is tired, bring it to Christ. And then receive from his hands what we could never provide for ourselves. The bread of grace, the cup of mercy, the courage to open our hands, the freedom to share without fear, and the promise that when we gather around Christ, there can be enough. Enough forgiveness, enough welcome, enough compassion, enough love, enough for you, enough for your neighbor, enough for the world. And still, there are baskets full of grace left to spare. Amen. Amen.